she's not for me.
Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Of all the date movies of the past 25 years, the one that may have spurred the most introspective conversations among couples is the 1989 movie When Harry Met Sally. The romantic comedy starred Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan and posed the fairly simple question, can a man and a woman just be friends?
Being secretly attracted to the person you're just friends with, which you probably are, I mean, come on, who the hell are we kidding? Let's face it. Which brings us back to the early rule before the amendment, which is men and women can't be friends. So where does it leave us?
Harry, goodbye.
Okay.
A quarter century later, a new young adult novel tries to take on that very same premise. Wisconsin native Elizabeth Uhlberg is the author of Better Off Friends, and she's with us in the Lake Effect studio this morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this book reads very much like an updated young adult version of When Harry Met Sally, and I gather that is by design?
Yes. When I talked to my editor about what my next book would be, he just said – I was talking to a colleague – he was talking to a colleague of his, and they were talking about how there hasn't really been kind of an updated young adult version of When Harry Met Sally. And I loved that movie so much, about like a guy and a girl, best friend. And so I called dibs on the project. I was working on my last book, which was called Revenge of the Girl with a Great Personality at the time. So I said, just let me think about it. And I purposely didn't watch the movie while I was thinking about how I was going to write this book. And I waited until the very end to watch it. And it was very funny how much – of that movie still resonates and how timeless it is, and even the dynamics of the guy and the girl. And I had a lot of inspiration from it. So it's like the highest compliment I could get.
It strikes me that there's the scene, of course, in When Harry Met Sally, where they're remotely watching Casablanca together over the phone. And that movie to those characters is probably as old as When Harry Met Sally is to kids that are in high school now.
So when I've been talking to kids and they ask what my next book is, you know, Better Off Friends is just coming out today. And so I've said, oh, I'm working on this book that is an updated on When Harry Met Sally. And most of them don't know what I'm talking about. And I just feel like, oh, my gosh, you guys have to watch it. And I know that it's so dated with the fashion, but it's such a timeless story. So I'm hoping, if anything, this will get kids to watch that movie.
And the question at the heart of When Harry Met Sally and at the heart of this book is whether men and women, or in this case, boys and girls, can ever be just friends.
Yes. And it was just really interesting to tackle the relationship, because I wanted to show in high school, guys and girls, they're friends, but I needed to make a few things to have these characters have a connection. And it was very much I wanted the reader to experience them meeting for the first time. And that was something from When Harry Met Sally, is that you see the characters meet, and it's over a period of, I think, about 10 years, that movie. And so I really wanted to explore what's it like when you meet someone when you're not really thinking about romance when you're in seventh grade, and then how it kind of blossoms from there.
Well, and I think it speaks to another issue that you are writing about these characters in a really formative part of their lives. It's one thing for Harry and Sally to be trying to be friends when they are in their 20s and 30s. But in this case, you're writing about people who are in their teens, and they're just beginning to navigate relationships of all kinds.
Yes, it was really interesting to start writing characters when they were in seventh grade, because usually when I write, my characters are in sophomore or junior year, and you have very different ideas of what friendship is and what you want out of any kind of relationship when you're in seventh grade. And it was really interesting to see their relationship grow. And one of the reasons why I did these little interstitials in the book, which is from When Harry Met Sally, because that's one of my favorite parts of the movie, is when you see those older couples talk about how they met. And I think there's something very special about listening to a couple just talk and reminisce, because I think it shows how they are towards each other, what their relationship is. And so I wanted to have those little vignettes, especially at the beginning of the book, so people could see what they are like now, because it takes them a while to get very warm to each other. As with any relationship, it isn't an instant, we're now best friends, I tell you all my secrets. It was a very big growth process, because I do think it takes a little while when you're younger to warm up to people.
And we've been referring to them as they. We should mention Levi and McAllen.
Yes, Levi and McAllen.
And the book is written from both the male and female perspectives. Maybe it's an obvious question, but was it harder for you to both appreciate and channel Levi's point of view than it was McAllen's?
It was, because I'm not a boy.
So and certainly not a teenage boy.
I'm not a teenage boy. And a lot of being a writer is listening. So I will fully admit that if I'm, you know, in line behind younger boys, I will take my headphones out and listen to how they talk. But I made sure that he sounded a little different than McKellen in just different ways. And a few things I've noticed, and I will talk when I'm around like a 12-year-old boy. I'll be like, so what's going on nowadays? And, you know, I'm not a stalker. I'm a writer. It's called research. But, no, it was, and I had to really make sure that I got him right. And luckily my editor is a guy, so that it helps to make sure that I wasn't having him use any overly flowery language.
I will say, as you know, having once been a teenage boy, you also made perhaps Levi not as stereotypical as we might think. You know, he is a teenage boy, but he is kind of a Renaissance teenage boy, if you will. You know, he's certainly a thinker.
He is. And what I like about Levi is he has a really great relationship with his family, and he really just wants to belong. And that's it. He moves from California to Wisconsin, and he just wants to fit in because he fit in California. He just has a problem in Wisconsin just fitting in. And that is so much of anybody. Everybody just wants to fit in and belong and have friends, especially in school. And I really had that be part of his. He wanted to be part of a team. He just wanted to be a dude, one of the bros. And you know, but he was very thoughtful about it. And I think having McKellen in his life makes him a little bit more thoughtful and aware than he would be if he was just hanging out with the dudes.
And McKellen, we should talk about a little bit as well. You know, she is growing up without an influential figure in her life, and that shapes her personality in a lot of ways.
Yes. McKellen's mother passed away the previous year when you meet her, and it really does affect her a lot, what she thinks of what a family is. And when Levi comes into his life and she kind of bonds with his mother, and that is a huge reason why their families become so close, because she doesn't have that. She has a dad and an uncle that they're very close to. But she doesn't have that mother figure. And when you're in seventh grade and eighth grade, you know, you go through things, you just want to have a mother or female influence to kind of guide you through some of the tricky things that happen in life.
It would also be hard to read this book, at least if you are of a certain age, without getting a certain Ross and Rachel vibe to Levi McKellen.
Thank you. I never thought. But of course, I grew up on Friends. Who doesn't love Friends? I love Friends. And I think Ross and Rachel are the perfect example of what happens when you date a really good friend and then when that falls apart too. So, yeah. Thank you.
We aren't going to give too much away, but there's obviously a roller coaster nature to their relationship.
They,
yeah, exactly. I guess the other thing it dawned on me, I mean, you grew up in Wisconsin. You have been away for a good long while, but you have set this latest novel here. In fact, it takes place in, I believe it's an unnamed suburb of Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's an unnamed suburb of Milwaukee. I was thinking I was going to have it somewhere specific, but then when you have it somewhere specific, there's just a lot that comes into people saying, that's not what our high school is like. So
where's the Piggly Wiggly?
Yeah, exactly. So it is an unnamed suburb of Milwaukee, and I've never set a book in Wisconsin before, and I just thought, well, I'll do it. And it ended up kind of becoming its own character in a way. It ended up being a bigger part of the book than I thought. But when you grow up somewhere, and I grew up in Portage, you kind of end up not realizing what is so special about where you live until you leave it. So it wasn't until I went to Syracuse University on the East Coast, like out east, that I realized that people don't call water fountain bubblers. I was like, where's the bubbler freshman? And that was my nickname freshman year. So they're like, what's a bubbler? I'm like, you know the thing where you drink water from? And like, water fountain? I was like, oh, is that what you call it? Or Friday night fish fries. And I have a group of Wisconsin friends in New York. We call ourselves NYC Cheeseheads. And you know, when we all met each other, we were relative strangers, and we met to watch Packer games. And it's so funny, all the things you have in common and all the things, you know, just talking about cheese curds and Packers. And it's just this pride of being from Wisconsin that a lot of people from other states that I know don't have. So I was really excited to set a book there, and I hope I did it justice.
Well, and it's funny you describe it as almost being like another character in the book. It struck me as I read this that there was something decidedly Midwest about how it plays out, that the kind of friendships and family connections that inhabit the book probably aren't the kind that you would find in a sort of faceless New Jersey suburb, say.
Well, and you know, I write about what my experience is. So when I write about high school, I kind of think about the high school that I went to and my family. And, you know, we had, you know, supper every night together, and, you know, we were a family. And so it's really odd. My last book that I had a family that was broken, and that just wasn't my experience. But so I think a lot of my books do have just a little Midwestern feel, just because I am from the Midwest. And there's just this sense of community and home that I grew up with, especially in my teen years. So I always take from that when I write.
Well, would you say, I mean, is the relationship between Levi and McCallan far different than the kinds of relationships that you have written about before?
Yes. I think that I've written a lot about, you know, female friendship, and there can be a lot of competitiveness regarding that. I wrote – one of my books, Take a Bow, was about a performing arts high school and about these two best friends who go to a performing arts high school. And with that specific place that you go to school, it's very competitive in how that treats you. And I've never really explored a guy and a girl relationship that wasn't romantic from the start, where it's just – and I feel like they care about each other on a much deeper level. And I've never had – two characters whose families are so close. I really, you know, McCallan, after having this devastating loss of her mother, is searching for her family. And Levi, having moved from California to Wisconsin, is really searching for their home. So they both are kind of looking for the same thing without realizing it.
Well, and you said you know, when you would tell teens that you were writing a book that was inspired by When Harry Met Sally, and they gave you blank stares. Once they get their head around this central question, I mean, this seems like the kind of book that would really pretty easily spur some pretty spirited discussions among your readers.
Yeah, I've already, you know, one of the great things in the past few years is that there's a huge blogger community online of people who love books. And so I've already seen a lot of bloggers who have had advanced copies of the book and read it and talk about this experience. And some of them have said, you know, I had a best friend in high school who was a guy and it didn't influence anything. And then I have some people say, you absolutely cannot be friends. So even the debate online has been very interesting. But I'm excited because I'm going to some schools in the area this week and getting to talk to the kids and thinking what – in getting to hear what they have to say.
Okay, so I'll put you on the spot. Can men and women be friends without being involved in a relationship?
So it's funny because I have a handful of guy friends who I'm very, very close with, who are like my best friends, but they're all gay. So we always joke about like, well, but it doesn't get in the way, so it's not an issue. I do have a really good guy friend from high school who's now in San Francisco, and I see him every once in a while. And I always made him uncomfortable. I'm like, well, I'm writing about this guy and a girl best friend, and it's based on our experiences in Portage. And he would just kind of roll his eyes. But I did, when we first met freshman year, I did have a crush on him. But then we became really good friends, and he was kind of almost like a brother to me. So it was just kind of this joke of like, oh, I wouldn't want to date you now. But yeah, I do think it's always in the back of the mind. But I don't have – and all of my straight guy friends are either like the boyfriends or husbands of my friends. So,
well, it is a warm and funny read, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. Elizabeth Eelberg, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Portage, Wisconsin native Elizabeth Eelberg's latest book is the young adult novel Better Off Friends, which is just out today and set in an unnamed Milwaukee suburb. Eelberg lives in New York. The book's launch is tonight at Boswell Book Company. She'll also read tomorrow evening at Books & Company in Oconomowoc. That's Tuesday's show. Tomorrow, when the study of race in this country turned into the study of race and crime, it goes back longer than you might realize. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thanks so much for tuning in today, and I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Fresh air is next. It's 11 o'clock.
It had to be you. I wandered around.